Right, I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Academics on Friday, November 16th, 2018, at 1:03 p.m. on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in the President's Conference Room. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Ahmed.
Present.
Senator Amaya.
Present.
Senator Hudson.
Present.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator Loomis.
Present.
Senator Sewell.
Present.
Senator Wilcox.
Present.
Senator Wilde.
She resigned.
Okay. Quorum is present.
Perfect. All right, moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Hi. Textbook Rogers, here I am again. So this week I created a book drive through our company. So I just want you guys to get the word out. I got it out to the last committee that was here. So if you could, I don't know how you guys get words out, but just tell students that there is a book drive when you walk into Textbook Rogers. I created a box out of cardboard. And you just put the books in there. It could be not only textbooks, it could be children's books because it goes to Better World Books. And when children or whoever buy books from that company, the books are another book is donated to a kid in need of learning how to read or anything.
Awesome. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, we'll move to Agenda Item 4, Minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve Agenda Item A through, or just not through. Anyway, yeah, I'm seeking a motion to approve Agenda Item A. Senator Amaya.
I move to approve Agenda Item 4A.
Yeah, October 12th.
October 12th, 2018 minutes.
Is there a second? Senator Hughes.
Second.
Is there any... Wait, no. We're now moving to a vote. Because we didn't get to meet. All right, all those in favor of approving the minutes from October 12, 2018, say aye.
Aye.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Abstention? All right, motion carries. Moving to Agenda Item 5A, Committee Senate Reports, Old Business. I guess I'll go first. I don't have too much, but yesterday President Jackson reached out to me and wanted to actually bring up extending the library hours, even though I know we spoke in the past about kind of not doing that because of like the concerns of money and we have like a big budget cut coming up. But she expressed to me that there was like a lot of students complaining about how it closed at 10, which is pretty early. I know we have like, people have a lot of exams going on and you want to stay at the library longer. So she was thinking about readdressing that. And she asked me if our committee was interested, and I spoke on all of our behalf and said that we'd be more than willing to, because I know things are starting to die down a little bit, and so we'd love to like take on something like that. And so from there, she was asking about like money, like what was our concerns, and so I told her the security guards had sent us like a proposal of how much we would have to pay them, and then President Jackson was like, okay. I'll look and see what we can do so we can pull some money and like fund it. So there's a possibility that might happen. So I sent her the proposal and she's looking over that now. So if any of you guys are interested, I don't remember who's the liaisons for libraries, but Senator Amaya, and then I forgot who the other one was. But whoever you guys are, definitely like reach out to me and I'll keep you guys updated on that. So we can possibly do that. President Jackson seems pretty excited about it. So but yeah, that's all I have. Any other updates from you guys? Senator Demas?
I talked to undergraduate research this week and kind of like how we can kind of bring awareness to undergraduate research. And they're thinking about, they do a symposium every, like the end of spring for the NERA. And they're thinking about kind of like extending that to like a research fair kind of thing. So it's still kind of in the works and they're still trying to like figure out logistics of it, but they're thinking of like a pizza with the mentors kind of thing so people can learn more about what research is. So I'll keep you guys updated. I'll probably ask for help later on. But
awesome. Yeah, I would love to help you on that. I know I was just saying earlier how that was like sort of like something I ran on for my campaign for Senate, so I'd definitely be interested in helping you with that.
Okay.
Any other updates, Senator Hudson?
I don't have an update. I just have a question. Have we heard back from Tiny Beta Science Fair?
Yeah, oh, actually, I guess I do have an update on that. So, one of the days this week, I forgot. I met with the event planner of the Joe, as well as Cynthia Lee, who's one of the officials for Pride Beta. But we met and just discussed, because we have the ballrooms reserved. It's January 31st. It's a Thursday. And we just discussed how the layout's going to be, what clubs are attending. We're still waiting on a lot of responses back from the clubs, just because it's so early. Like, mm-hmm. They have quite a bit ways to go. But, yeah, we just looked at the floor plan, where the tables are going to be set. We're anticipating 400 second graders to be coming. And then we reserved a bunch of, like, conference rooms, and then a couple conference rooms down here. So that, like, the second graders can have, like, lunch. Because I guess last year there was concerns with, like, students or second graders just running around everywhere and, like, very unorganized. So, like, this year it's really, like, important for us to keep it organized, make sure we have, like, a schedule set. And so Cynthia said that she would like her committee to work on, like, maybe creating a schedule for them. I'll get you guys the numbers. It might take a couple weeks. The numbers of, like, how many students can fit in each room for lunch. But then from there, we can, like, kind of divide the numbers and see what times we should send them to lunch, what times people should be up in the science fair, things like that. But looks like we're on track right now. We're just waiting for the clubs. So any other updates? Senator Amaya?
I started drafting an email for admissions and records. I found two contacts, but I'm just probably going to send it to both because it's the director of admissions, and then the other one is the director of records and register. So I'll let you guys know if they respond to that.
Cool. Any other updates? Senator Sewell?
So I've been, I was working with April on the tutoring centers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that is not the case, and I'm so we're going to meet with the Writing and Speaking Center on Wednesday, and then that'll be all of the centers on campus that we've now met with, and we're going to, April was going to do a push for, like, advertisement for all of them. We're going to have, like, a tabling event a certain day, and then talk with Inkblot, but since she hasn't done that, Aiden and I'll start working on that, and then we'll take that.
Okay, great. I know I think I sent out an email a week or so ago about the tutoring centers, like, specifically, like, writing, stuff like that, but I don't know if you guys remember when I addressed the speed reading workshop, how it was, like, a company out of, like, Chicago, and they've already done a workshop here, and, like, students expressed that they wanted to bring it back, and after talking with Dr. Beatty, ASUN probably cannot fund that, but he recommended bringing it to the tutoring centers,
okay.
Because, like, that's kind of their job, that's what they're supposed to be doing, is, like, bringing these sort of, like, things, like, workshops to help students. So when you meet, if maybe you want to, like, bring that up.
Definitely.
And see if they're interested, if they'd be willing to fund it. And I can give you all the contact information for the people from that company. Like,
okay.
They keep contacting me and, like, asking, like, hey, do you still want to do this? And I think it'd be a good idea to, like, maybe
yeah, no,
just
definitely.
Talk about, because I know a lot of students, like, really enjoyed it, so.
Cool.
Any other updates? No? All right. Seeing none, we will move to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any further public comment? All right, seeing none, we move to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 1:12 p.m.